USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorneys for the Trump campaign have received permission from an appellate court judge to observe the ballot counting process in Pennsylvania. The poll watchers are allowed to go within 6 feet of the ballots being counted. But Pam Bondi, former Attorney General of Florida, says,
"We cannot count the votes properly. What's happening is they have moved the barrier up to 6 feet, but they took away the ballot machines that were in the front row and moved them to the back of the building. Your legal votes must be tabulated, and they're not doing that."
A judge is ruling that the four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd will be tried together. Cameras will be allowed in the courtroom, and the trial is set to begin on March 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Colorado has passed Proposition 113, joining the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which is an agreement to give all of the state's electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. Colorado currently controls 9 electoral votes. The ballot measure passing with 52% of the vote, with 88% of the votes reported statewide. Critics of the proposition claim it will cause presidential candidates to only go where major sources of votes can be found, such as heavily populated cities in California and New York. Colorado's former House Speaker saying Colorado's votes should be decided by Coloradans. Members of the Pittsburgh Steelers are showing their appreciation to poll workers in Allegheny County. Some members of the team sent dinner to the Allegheny County poll workers Wednesday night. The county tweeting thank you to the organization and showing off their meal of chicken, rigatoni, vegetables, pies, rolls, and much more. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
All eyes are on the unresolved races for president in Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, Alaska, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. When it comes to the president's path toward victory, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"Well, it starts with Arizona, George, and they made progress overnight. And the principle remains the same for the president that it does for Vice President Biden. All the votes should be counted and counted fairly. And so in Arizona, I know some news organizations have called the state. We have not. I think that's appropriate. There's still a lot of votes to be counted. The governor, Doug Ducey of Arizona, believes that there's enough votes out there that could make a difference given where they're coming from. Second, he's got to keep his eye on the ball in Pennsylvania because that's a must-win state for him now."
Reaction to a peace deal President Trump helped broker last month. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
United Arab Emirates airline Fly Dubai said it will start direct flights to Israel this month with twice daily services between Dubai and Tel Aviv. The announcement on Wednesday came after the Gulf state in August agreed to establish formal diplomatic ties with Israel in a deal brokered by President Trump. UAE and Israeli citizens are now able to visit each other's country without applying for a visa before traveling, as part of the agreements recently signed by the two states.
For USA Radio News, thank you, Lance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.